Hello, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Ryan Harris. I'm the co-founder of Silicon Benders, the developer of Sketchable, and I'm here to talk to you about Sketchable and the Surface Dial. When we were first presented with the opportunity to work with the Surface team on the Surface Dial, we came up with a list of design principles that we knew if we applied to any set of features, we would get the most out of them. And those are the economy of motion, bimodal interactions, exposing buried settings, isolating variables from gestures, and real-time feedback. In that order, economy of motion to us is a two-pronged principle. One is we want to get the most out of every action that the user does. And two, we want to eliminate as many unimportant motions as possible. Second is bimodal interactions. Now, for us, it was important to get the dial involved with the pen simultaneously. Not dial then pen then dial, but both at once. Exposing buried settings. We are a modern UWP app, and being so, we focused on modern inputs like touch, and we tried to bury sliders and text boxes under a layer of touch-friendly UI. The dial provides a great way to bring those out and expose them in a modern input that still holds the intuitiveness and the power of modern input, but allows you to control those settings that would otherwise be relegated to lists. Isolating variables from gestures. One of the most powerful things about touch input are the common intuitive touch gestures that it brings. The problem with touch gestures is sometimes they bring a degree of ambiguity to them. So once again, the dial allows to maintain that intuitive modern input, but isolate specific variables to maintain a certain precision. And finally, real-time feedback. And to us, this was the linchpin of sort of all the design principles, because it makes all the others possible. With real-time feedback, you can eliminate the unnecessary motions, you can create a meaningful experience with that bimodal interaction, and you can take exposing buried settings and isolating variables and create a new way to interact with them. And that brings me to round one, what we shipped with the Surface Studio and the Surface Dial last year. And that was color manipulation, brush settings, canvas positioning, undo redo, and an on-screen experience. Now you can see in this picture that it's not just color picking. It's not just sliders that we wrapped around the dial. By allowing it to work in tandem with the pen, by making it real time, we bring the traditionally tedious task of dealing with sliders in numbers in text fields onto the canvas and make it part of the creative experience. You can now pick that right shade of green or blue right on top of the work you're doing. And this is the exact same for brush settings. You would typically have to go and change your diameter or change your opacity and then make a mark, see if it's what you're looking for, then rinse and repeat until you get what you're looking for. With the dial, you can change while painting. You can create the look you're going for on the fly without being encumbered by text fields and sliders buried in lists that you have to repeatedly go back to. And there's canvas positioning. This is the breaking out of the touch gesture I was talking about. With canvas positioning, for us, we use a two-fingered gesture, but this simultaneously pans, zooms, and rotates the canvas. And it's incredibly powerful because it's widely adopted across many OSs and it's incredibly intuitive. The problem is if I have the rotation I want, but I want to change the scale, or vice versa, I can't affect one without manipulating the other as well, so you get into a sort of catch-22. The dial allows you to break that out to where you still hold that same intuitive modern input, but now I can change precisely the variable I want. And lastly is the on-screen experience. This being a new input device, we had to give a meaningful reason for them to use it. And so I want to dive a little more into that particular feature. So, you must provide a meaningful experience to encourage users to pick up the dial and put it on the screen. We did that in a couple of ways. First, we take placing the dial on the screen as the user telling us something. They're telling us that I'm focusing on the current application. That being us, we know we can go full screen. And that allows us to have more real estate, have lower latency, and provide a more immersive experience for the user. All on no explicit input from theirs other than placing the dial on the screen. And then having a custom UI that is interactive and responsive is key. You need the user to know what they're doing, to have an aesthetic and a visual to reference and look at, and know the context of what they're changing and what that means to the work they're doing with the pen. And with that round one, we got tremendous feedback. We got The Verge and Tom Warren, Wired.com raved about our implementation of the dial and what it meant for creatives. But the one I want to focus on is this third one, which came to us from a user via our support email. It says, in the 25 years of creating digital artwork, I have never worked on such a wonderful device with software that encompasses stylus, touch, keyboard, and mouse so seamlessly. And he affectionately signed it, an ex-Apple user. And that let us know that our customers loved it, and which is most important to us for obvious reasons, but it also let us know that this enables them to work in new and creative ways that they weren't before. And it encouraged us to push forward with our implementation of the dial, which brings me to round two. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to stretch out with those design principles. We wanted to push forward with it. And to us, the biggest hurdle to clear is that learning curve, the new form of input that people aren't typically used to. So we wanted to improve the out-of-the-box experience, and we did that in three ways. We wanted to present a unified UI, we wanted to remove unnecessary gestures, and we wanted to provide customized feedback when necessary, specifically haptics. So I'm going to switch here to a visual demonstration to show you what we've done with our Dial 2.0 work. So, with round one, with our first implementation of the dial, you had to use a system menu. So to get started, a user would have to long press the dial, bring up a system menu, which was done with XAML. They didn't have to rotate to select which category they wanted, which mode they wanted to launch into, and then click to commit to that. And then you could launch your own UI. This presented a couple of problems. One, it's a very specific set of steps, and it's three, as well as the fact that it complicates things by presenting two UIs. So with these new dial APIs, we can suppress the system menu, and when the dial is acted upon, whether it be a rotate, press, click, we can launch directly into our UI, creating a quicker, allowing them to get to work quicker, as well as keeping the aesthetic nice and tight so they know what they're looking at. So you can see I went into full screen mode. The dial had had the UI wrap around it, and they know exactly what they're looking at. And now it brings me to step two, which is the economy of motion I was talking about. Now with the first rotation or the first round one, there was no way to switch between modes besides clicking on these icons here. So you could work, you could switch. But you could click to switch between settings, and you could rotate to edit a setting. But if you wanted to switch modes, you'd have to remove where you were working and come and click. And what the Surface team did and what the Dial team did was they gave us press and turn, an extra form of input. And so with the press and turn, you can now switch between modes without taking your hand off the dial. And that allows us to navigate the entire list without taking your hand off the dial. It's that economy of motion I was talking about. You no longer have to bring your attention away from your work to click, to change. You can now navigate it as easy as clicking and turning. And that brings me to the third point, which is that custom haptic feedback I was talking about. We didn't use any of it because a majority of the work we were doing in round one was changing values, 1 to 100, and you don't want to constantly bombard a user with the fact that they're adjusting a variable. But where we saw that it could be very powerful was an undo redo. One of the prominent reviews that was done raved about the work we had done, but they took issue with the undo redo, saying it was too sensitive. It was hard to see exactly when they were committing an undo or redo because it was all visual. And some undos and redos aren't even presented visually. If a layer has been moved or made visible or not visible that doesn't have something you can see from the top layer, you might not even know it's been done. So what we did, and you can't see this, but you trust me, you could feel it, is that we added haptic feedbacks for when undos and redos are committed. So here is a visual representation, but every time one of those goes away, I get a little bit of haptic feedback. So I could close my eyes and know exactly where I am. Okay, I'm done. I've got one back, I've got two back. It's powerful, and it doesn't rely on the visual aspect of it because you can feel it. And that is how we pushed forward with our design principles and how we think we can continue to deliver on this experience to our users. And that brings me to our final slide, which is what the dial can do. It can unlock new experiences. It's not just a modern variation of a classic input device. It's not the keyboard to your mouse. It is the dial to your stylus or your pen. Like I showed you, you can change the color of a stroke while you're making it. You can make adjustments to your brush, your diameter, your stroke opacity, your feather, all in real time while you're making it. And I kind of want to focus on this last one for an important reason, the canvas rotation and scaling while inking. And this is where we had a little bit of fun with it, because the first time we saw an artist use that, they were using it to create lines and circles in a way we didn't predict. We were using the center of the canvas to be the center of rotation and scale. So he could put the pen down and scale in and out without moving the pen, and it would create lines. And he could put the pen down and change the rotation, he could create circles. And if he brought it out, it would create a spiral. So it made it obvious to us that the center of rotation, the center of scale, was important to what he was doing, even though we didn't foresee it when we made it. So we started playing with the idea, and we said, how can we use this to improve an artist's workflow as opposed to just be a fun little caveat to it? So we decided that the best way to utilize this center of rotation would be to allow them to set it by the hover of a Z stylus. So if you can come in here and hover, you can now scale into where you're hovering. If I want to get a better angle, I can switch to rotation, and now the center of rotation is the Z-axis. So it allows the user to not have to pick up and move. If I was to use just one, if I was to use the dial, I would have to rotate and then position. Scale and then position. This cuts out one of those steps, all because we paid attention to what the creatives and the artists were doing and tried to follow that, see where that path led. And that's what's beautiful about this. It's a new input device, and there's going to be new ways to interact with it that you might not even see. Or when you're implementing your whatever features you bring to your software. So it's more than that classic input device. It's more than just putting a keyboard shortcut or a slider around it. It really does open up a lot of possibilities to what the future of input can be with the Surface Dial. And other companies are catching on. The Dell Canvas and Totem was announced this year at CES to much acclaim. And since they're using the same APIs, it works with our dial implementation for the Surface with little to no effort on our part. So I highly recommend you check it out. I think it's really cool. If any of y'all have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them after. But that's it. Thank y'all for coming.